thought this was very exciting news. I know I'm kind of jumping the gun a couple of months, but here goes. The nation's first ever summit bringing together community college arts leaders from all across the country to really look at college art museums and galleries on students and the creative sector and their regions. It's all going to be happening right here in Bridgeport at the Housatonic Museum of Art. It's called Art for All. And again, it's a first ever public event sharing cutting edge work from community college museum and gallery leaders. And joining me to give us more of the scoop on this, welcoming back to the show, Dr. Jennifer Reynolds Kay. And we are so excited, Jennifer, to hear about this announcement because, again, it's brand new. It's really, I think, being highlighted here in the Park City, which we love. And again, Jennifer is the director of the Housatonic Museum of Art. So who better to give us the inside scoop on this? Good morning, Jennifer, and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So give us a better understanding, if you don't mind, about this Art for All and why it's such a big deal that it's happening now here in Bridgeport.
Absolutely. So this is an incredible first time ever public event where we are bringing community college art museum gallery leaders from all over the country to Bridgeport to talk about the impactful work that we do. So it's on Thursday, October 10th at 3:30 to 5 p.m. And it will feature a panel presentation and reception to follow. But maybe I can back up and explain like why this is so important.
Sure, that'd be great.
And the idea behind it.
Yeah.
So many people don't know that community colleges have incredible galleries and museums. You know, even in the state of Connecticut, under CT State Community Colleges, we actually have pretty much every college has its own gallery for showing work of art from their students, from faculty, from artists in their community, and even nationally. So every institution has a gallery space of some sort or display space. We are very fortunate in Bridgeport at the CT State Housatonic to have a collecting museum where we do special exhibitions and public programs. And so we're trying to amplify the work that we're doing, both for our, again, connecting the campus to the community. So one, letting people know that we're here, that community colleges are a resource and a space for inspiration. And two, that we're trying to create this network across the country because Connecticut's not unique in having this number of galleries and museums that are to your institutions. This is something that's happening in California, in Michigan, in Alabama, in Kansas. We're trying to bring voices from all over to really, for the first time, talk about what are some of the incredible work we're doing and what are some of the challenges we're facing. So it's an incredible, I keep saying that, but I'm just been working on this for so long, and I'm really excited.
I mean, let's talk about that part of this story. Again, we have Dr. Jennifer Reynolds Kay here, who is the director of the Housatonic Museum of Art. I know how hard you work, Jennifer, and I so am inspired by you, which is why I love having you on the show, and I love the work that the Housatonic Museum of Art does. But how in the world did Bridgeport end up on the radar to have and host the first in the nation Art for All Forum? How did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So CT State Housatonic and the Housatonic Museum of Art, thanks to former directors, especially Bert Chernow and Robin Zella, have amassed a collection of over 7,000 original works of art. This is one of the largest collections of any two-year community college in the United States. So as a new director entering my third year now, I really need to amplify, build on their work, get, you know, their our name on the map more, but then bring all of our colleges along to say, yes, we're exceptional in many ways at the Housatonic Museum of Art because of our collection and because of the support that we receive. But we also are not, we want to bring, you know, bring everyone along. And we want to be the nation's leading voice for advocacy and for, you know, all the incredible education and public programming that we do. We want the nation to know about that. And so the idea starting in, I think this was like fall 2022 when I first started,
wow,
was to see, is there like a community of practice that exists? Is there already a leader out there? And it didn't really seem to be so. So working with the Association of Academic Museums and Galleries and my network there, we applied for a $25,000 Tara Foundation for American Art convening grant. And that is, again, sort of like a feather in our cap, being able to apply for and receive these major national awards and then execute it, you know, here about 2 years later. So, and you know, because of that, we were able to also marshal support from the Department of Economic Community Development Office of the Arts, Connecticut Humanities, and several private supporters as well.
So again, you have art spaces from across the country attending this. Do you mind name dropping anybody just so we can get an idea?
Yeah, so we are really excited. My collaborator on this, who's been with me since day one, is Craig Hadley at the Dennis Museum, and that's in Traverse City, Michigan. So we work very closely, incredible standalone space. The Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art, led by Joanne Northrup, is another one of our major partners and collaborators. I had a chance to visit her museum. It is an incredible standalone building, like beautiful new white space, high ceilings, multiple levels, full of art. Again, who knew?
Right? Like, yeah, exactly.
Johnson County Community College, right? Like there's, and I think what unites us all is our focus on our students. So we are privileged to serve students who are often low income, underrepresented, you know, who are using community colleges to launch their careers, to fill in credits, to, you know, get different types of degrees. And so we're so lucky to work with them and give them professional development opportunities and have them see art everywhere on our campus and showcase their art as well. So everything we do is for our students.
We have Dr. Jennifer Reynolds Kay here, who is the director of the Housatonic Museum of Art and Art for All, connecting campus and community. The nation's first ever summit is coming to Bridgeport in October. It's October 10th. And the public is cordially invited to attend Art for All. But again, this is the first time we are doing something like this. It's a real collaborative effort, it sounds like, Jennifer. And I'm curious if you could give us some perspective from the perspective of Housatonic Museum of Arts. What do you feel are some of the biggest challenges you face? And what are you most excited about with this collaborative effort to maybe try to find solutions? For example, you had mentioned that many people don't even realize that these types of art galleries or spaces exist at the community college level across the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting because museum spaces on academic campuses, so colleges and universities themselves as a subset of museums, aren't that well known. So so community colleges, even at two-year institutions, those are even less well known. So a huge challenge is getting awareness out. So you know, we try to our best through our newsletter, which is free and everyone can sign up for, bringing awareness that way, through social media, through grants and press releases like this, you know, getting the word out that we're here and that we're doing incredible work. You know, and another big challenge other than awareness is getting people to know that we are free. So we are free. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7. Our galleries will reopen September 18th. But just that we're like a free resource, and we're here to help inspire you, to create with you, to think with you, to partner with you. So that is another challenge. And then also helping, what I'm really, you know, struggling with and thinking through with my colleagues at the summit is how do we prepare the next generation of creatives who are looking for positions in galleries, museums, or even the creative sector at large. So one topic that I'm really interested in pursuing is thinking about a museum studies track or program within an academic setting. So for example, at UCLA Community College and San Diego, they have a specific museum studies program for their two-year students. So what would that look like? You know, what kind of courses would that be? What kind of internships would that look like? What kind of practical experience could they gain and transferable skills? So those are the types of big picture and also nitty gritty of what we'll be looking at during this panel and over the course of the 2 days that all of the leaders are together, is how do we prepare our students for that, you know, eventually to find positions in museums and galleries. Another challenge I'll mention quickly is advocacy. So part of preparing our students is to provide them with these internships. We at Housatonic do that work, and our partners do that work as well. But there are certain museums on more of a national stage that only have internships open for four-year students. So you have to be attending like a four-year college or university to even apply. So we're going to be looking at that and saying, what can we do to bring attention? I don't think there's any, you know, malintent behind that. I think it's just an awareness thing that our two-year students, if we prepare them through our museums, they'll be ready and they'll be competitive and they'll be assets to your larger national museum as well.
I think you just spoke to what my second question was going to be, which is why should the public attend? This isn't just for other art galleries and for other colleges, for example, or even students to just attend, but it's important that the public also be aware of what is happening, you know, right here, obviously in Bridgeport, but also, as you mentioned, across the country and really getting exposed to the arts at these community, you know, college campuses. And so I do want to let people know again that this is happening on October 10th. If you want any more information, certainly about Housatonic Museum of Art or this upcoming event in October, we will certainly remind you of it on WICC. But in the meantime, the website is housatonicmuseum.org. Again, housatonicmuseum.org. And when you go there under the What's On tab, you'll see there Community College Art Museum Leadership Convening and Art for All Public Event. There's more information there to let you know about. And if you want to register, it is open right now to the public. Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do at the Housatonic Museum. I do want to also thank you for this effort. We're so excited that, you know, out of, you know, the entire nation, it's going to be happening right here in Bridgeport in October. So thank you for everything. And we're looking forward to this upcoming event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And please, any questions, feel free to reach out. Hello at housatonicmuseum.org or 203-332-5052. But thank you so much, Melissa. It's such a treat. I love speaking with you.
I love having you on the show, too. Please don't be a stranger. I adore talking to you, and I love highlighting our local arts, especially at the Housatonic Museum of Arts. Thank you again, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, Dr. Jennifer Reynolds-Kay is the director of the Housatonic Museum of Art, and the website, again, is housatonicmuseum.org.